Can we men just agree on some rules? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Herman Cain allegations, the Penn State allegations, my head is spinning. This has got to stop. Can we agree on some simple rules? First, on the matter of workplace harassment. If you're a man who developed his sense of humor before the year, let's say 1973, when Bobby Riggs lost his Battle of the Sexes tennis match to Billie Jean King after presenting her with a giant lollipop, or if you're the type who was never quite able to bring himself to use Ms., don't make jokes around the office. I know that many of us men have a hilarious repertoire, but the problem seems to be that we have trouble remembering what we said and who we said it to.
I tried to remember if I remembered that name, and I didn't.
Now, that's not to say you should suppress your sense of humor, just that you should confine it to an out-of-town comedy club or a trusted locker room. Although, speaking of trusted locker rooms, and this takes us to the other high-profile story, don't trust the locker room. Especially if you're a pervert. Anybody could show up there and quickly figure out that you're a pervert. Now, I understand that perverts sometimes don't realize they're perverts. They just think they're horsing around, an image which, frankly, is no less disturbing. But here's a reliable rule of thumb. If you notice one evening, while showering in the locker room, that your arms are around a soapy 11-year-old boy and you're making slapping sounds, you're a pervert! Which means you need to take action and report yourself to the cops. Because as we know, nobody else is going to do it. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.